A catalyst project in downtown Bloomington has been common currency in public discourse for several months now. The city has held a joint meeting with members of the Connect Transit and Bloomington Public Library boards to start talking about this idea, whether to knock down the aging Market Street parking garage and build a new library and transit hub in its place. Joining us is Alderman Amelia Burgs to talk about that meeting, and with her is GLT's Ryan Denham.
Thanks, Charlie. Amelia, I want to start with what were your initial takeaways from last night's session?
Well, I was very glad we were able to get to the table to begin a conversation with some of our community partners about their needs in the community and in the downtown area and how and what opportunities might exist for collaboration.
The format of last night's meeting was sort of interesting. The aldermen were split up at different tables. They were paired with library trustees and Connect Transit trustees. You were in one of these small groups last night. You were sitting with a library trustee, a transit trestees, and Alderman Mboka Mulamwe, who supports the library staying put on Olive Street. So what are some of the things that you learned personally from the four others at your table?
Well, I thought it was great to have them broken out into those smaller sections, because in an audience of that size or a group of that size, I think it's oftentimes hard to give everyone a voice, allow everyone to participate. And at our table, everyone was fully participating in that conversation. It was really fascinating to me to hear the different perceptions, the different levels of knowledge from the different individuals and the different entities, and really the different perspectives they brought to the table. Because when it comes to the library board and Connect Transit, I mean, they're advocating for what's best for their institutions. And it was helpful for me as a council person to hear that and to better understand what it is that they need and what it is that they might ask council to do in the future.
Well, so much of last night was kind of focused on the merits of this idea potentially, but there are some real politics at play here, and I want to ask you about that. Judging from the past comments from the council, there doesn't appear to be, as of today at least, majority support among aldermen for moving ahead with this transit library project as presented. Why isn't it time to move on? The city has quite a lengthy to-do list.
Yeah, we do have a few things on our plate that are, and all of them, of course, are high priority. But this notion that perhaps the library would may or may not become part of a catalyst project is not new. And it's actually in the task force report. We recognize that it may not be feasible or even desirable by city council to include the library in a catalyst. We took that into account, but enough people in the task force thought it was worth having this conversation. If a majority of city council is committed to expansion on site or wants to continue to pursue that conversation, I completely understand. There are alternatives here, because even if the library is not part of this conversation, we still have a potential partner in Connect Transit for a transportation center in downtown Bloomington. And we also have this looming issue with a Market Street garage that is aging. We need a plan for it, and we don't have a plan.
Three of five aldermen who didn't even want to meet with the Connect Transit and library boards did not attend last night's session. The other two who did attend, but they expressed some concerns about how that meeting came together, the process, how involved aldermen were in kind of the format of things. Alderman Mboka Mulamwe said mistakes were even made during that planning process. What's your response to those concerns?
You know, it's unfortunate because overall, it does distract from having the bigger conversation, which is how do we keep things moving forward? How do we make progress in the downtown area? How do we meet the needs of the library and Connect Transit? And it's also, you know, it's a little bit, it's unfortunate also because there were opportunities to become engaged earlier. For whatever reason, those opportunities were missed. So it's just unfortunate that there are now individuals who are dissatisfied with the process. But I'll say this, process, you know, I mean, that's an infinite possibilities when it comes to process. You ask five people how to run a meeting, you're going to get 10 different answers. So I would just hope that people would engage when they can, but at the end of the day, come to the meeting prepared to discuss those bigger pictures and to try to really move forward. Because I'm very interested to hear more from those aldermen who want the library to expand on site. I want to hear more from them about why they think that is the best option and why it is they support that. And I really haven't had the opportunity yet to hear that to a very large degree.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here with Alderman Amelia Burgess, chair of the Downtown Task Force. She's here in studio to recap last night's joint meeting between the City Council and the Connect Transit and Bloomington Public Library boards. Amelia, you've made the case that library expansion at its current location on Olive Street is no slam dunk either, that there are some potential issues with even that plan that need to be folded into this discussion. What were some of those concerns?
Sure. And I do want to caution that the fact that I'm raising questions does not indicate that this project is fatally flawed on site, right? There is no such thing as a perfect project. All projects of this scale will have trade-offs. They will have pros, they will have cons. But I personally believe that the sooner we start discussing some of these cons, the sooner we can start dealing with them and wrapping them into that planning process. Because the worst thing we can do is to have some factor that has not been taken into account during the public conversation, and then to come to for it to come up when it's time to make a decision. That doesn't lead to better outcomes. That doesn't lead to better confidence in the system and whatever the ultimate result is. So there are a number of questions that I think need to be discussed further. And I've identified some of those. One of the primary ones is looking at the different costs and what that means. We've gotten more information, but we still need more information moving forward. Some things during our last year's June meeting we didn't discuss was, for example, moving public works. What will that cost? Do we have to move all of it? Can we move part of it? I can't answer all those questions now, but I can tell you that some of the numbers we have discussed for moving public works is in the range of $5 to $15 million, probably centering somewhere in the middle there. We also haven't robustly discussed to the extent that further development of the library parcel, what impact will that have on the nearby residential area? Because that's a very fragile area. The Dimmitt's Grove neighborhood is identified as a regeneration zone in our comprehensive plan. And I certainly would not want to do anything that could undermine those efforts.
That's Alderman Amelia Burgess, chairman of the Downtown Task Force and one of the most vocal proponents for the Library Transit Catalyst Project. I'm Ryan Denham.